सवई पुंसां परो धर्म। सवई पुंसां परो धर्म जतो भक्ति रघो खजि अहई तो क्या प्रतिहता ज्ञाता संप्रसीद। ज्ञा आत्मा सुप्रसीदति। एवरीवन इज सीकिंग आफ्टर हैप्पीनेस आत्मन्ति दुख निवृत्ति। स्ट्रगल फॉर एग्जिस्टेंस इज टू मिनिमाइज miserable condition of life and increase in joy. We, the living entities, we are part and parcel of God. Mamai vansa jiva bhuta. Jiva bhuta, jivas. All jivas, living entities, they are part and parcel of Krishna, of God. When we speak of Krishna, means God. God has got many thousands of names, but this one name is key. Krishna means the all attract. Krishna attracts everyone. Or one who attracts everyone, He is God. God cannot be attractive for some man or some living entities, not for us. By His opulence, by His richness, by His power, by His beauty, by His knowledge, by His renunciation, by His reputation, God is all attractive. So all these opulences we find in Krishna. Vaisajyasya samadrasya vijyasya jasasya sriya jnana vairagya sriva sarayuti bhagavan. Bhava. Bhava means opulence. Just like we sometimes speak Bhagavan. That comes from this word bhava. Similarly, Bhagavan. Bhagavan means the owner of all opulences. That is called Bhagavan. There are nowadays so many Bhagavans. But they are not owner of all opulences. Maybe partly. But God means, Bhagavan means Samagra. Samagra means complete. One rich man can claim that I am owner of so many crores. Another can claim, no, I have got one or two more crores, more than it. Others may say, so on, go on. But nobody can claim that I am the owner of all of them. But in the Bhagavad Gita, you'll find Krishna claim, Bhoktaram Jatatamasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. Sarvaloka Maheshwaram, the supreme proprietor of all the lokas. That is admitted by the Shastra. In the Brahma Samhita, it is said, Ishara Parama Krishna. Ishara means controller, or the powerful man who controls. Take for example the president or the king. So there are many Isharas or controllers. You are also Ishara, I am also Ishara. Because you also control, at least your family members. Or some animals. So this controlling capacity is there in everyone. because we are part and parcel of Krishna, but we are not Supreme Controller. We are controllers of some entity, but we are controlled also by something superior. Therefore, we are not absolute controllers. We are relative controllers. But about Krishna, it is said, Ishara Parama Krishna. Parama means supreme. He controls everyone and everything, but he is not controlled by anyone. That is Ishara Parama. We are Ishara. We control to in our jurisdiction, but we are also controlled by someone. Just try to understand. But in Krishna's life, we will find that he controls everyone, but he is not controlled by anyone. Therefore, he is called Ishara Parama Krishna. Sachidananda Vigraha. He has got his form. God has got his form. The Mayavadi philosophers, they think the absolute truth is impersonal. Shunyavad. No, absolute cannot be zero or impersonal. Because controller must have brain. Without brain, how you can control? And as soon as you have got brain, you have got other limbs of the body to carry out the order of the brain. So as soon as you have got senses, and as soon as you have got sense organs, as soon as you have got brain, as soon as you have got activity, you are a person. This is the conclusion of this heart. Therefore, the absolute controller cannot be impersonal. By our practical life we see government. Government is an impersonal world. But at the end of the government, there is a governor or president, a person. A person is required. He'll apply his brain. Now how is that? That without brain, the whole cosmic manifestation is controlled. That is not very reasonable. And that is not according to Shastra. According to Shastra, the absolute truth is explained in the Bhagavad Gita as Tattva. Tattva means truth. So, Srimad Bhagavatam says, the Tattva-vi, one who knows the Tattva, truth, Vadanti, Tattva-vi, Tattvam, Jagyanam, Advayam, Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti, Sabda. Those who are actually knowers of the absolute truth, they know that the absolute truth is manifested in three features, impersonal Brahma and localized Paramatma, Antarjami or the Super Soul. As Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, that in each body there is a soul. Khetravra. Idam sarinam khetram. It is here. The body, I am not this body, but I know it is my body. Therefore, I am khetravra. And the body is khetra. And Krishna says that khetarnam chati maravidhi sarvakhetresu bharata. That sarvakhetresu bharata, in every body, that manifestation of God or Krishna is called Paramatma or Super Soul. So the Super Soul and Soul, both of them are sitting on this body. It is compared with a tree. Just like on the tree, two birds sitting, friendly birds. One is eating the fruit and another is simply witnessing. Upadrashta anumanta. So this is the science. Human life is meant for understanding this science. This is the ultimate science. Atata brahma vijnasa. Human life is not meant for wasting, like cats and dogs, simply eating, sleeping, eating. That is not human life. At the present moment, they are simply engaged in these four principles of bodily demands of life. How to eat, how to sleep, how to have sense gratification, and how to defend. Unfortunately, we have become less than the animals. Because the animals, they have no problem. Even the birds, out of all living entities, 8,400,000 of forms. The human forms are only 400,000. The majority of the living entities, they are in different forms. Jalajanam rakhani, thavara lakshavunshati, kirmayo rudra santaka, pakshinam nasagathatam. There are aquatics, there are insects, there are birds, bees, trees, plants, and then human beings by evolution process. So they have no problem. You can see in the early morning, the sparrows, they are dancing, chirping, and they have no problem. Immediately they will go to some tree and they will find out some liquid fruit. They will eat. Their eating problem, there is no eating problem. There is no sleeping problem. And there is no sex life problem also. Along with them, there is opposite sex. And they defend in their own way. So these are not actually problems. These are already settled up according to your body. That is the bhadita of the shastra. Kallabvathe dukha valannata sukham kalena sarvatra gabhira dhamhasa. According to your body, your eating problem, your sleeping problem, your sense gratification problem and defending problem are already settled. That is the bhajita prasad. Your real problem is, as our Pantadavi Maharaj said, how to solve the problem of repetition of birth, death, old age and disease. That is your problem. Therefore, in the human society, there is some system of religion. How to solve these problems? But people in this age, they have become so misled, misguided, that they are not taking care of the real problem, but they are very much engaged in the temporary problems which are already solved. We are simply mismanaging them. So, how to make solution of the problems of life, that means is called dharma. Dharma means the regulative principle which is given to the human society by God. I have already explained many times that the law is given by the state for regulative principles of life. Similarly, dharma is also regulative principle to the human society. Just to make his life successful. What is that successful life? Successful life means a human being has come to be this human form of life through the evolutionary process. Now he should make such arrangement that makes life he may be free from this repetition of birth and death. At least. Or he may go to other planets, higher standard of life, as it is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. ज्ञान की देव व्रता देव कितनी ज्ञान की कितनी व्रता भूते ज्ञान की भूतानी मत जा दिनों की ज्ञान की माँ दैट इज ह्यूमन यू प्रिपेयर योर सेल्फ फॉर हायर स्टैंडर्ड ऑफ लाइफ और टू मेक ए परमानेंट सॉल्यूशन ऑफ योर मिजरेबल कंडीशन ऑफ लाइफ namely birth, death, old age and death. This is it. This is human business or dharma. So how you can accept that dharma? Dharma means the occupational duty. Dharma is not a sentiment. Practically nowadays people are taking dharma. Religion means a kind of faith. But that is not the description of the Vedic Shastra. Faith you can change. Today you are Hindu, tomorrow you can become Muslim. Or today you are Muslim, tomorrow you can become Christian. You can change your faith. But that is not religion. Change of faith or accepting some faith, that is not religion. Religion means which you cannot change. Even if you become from Hindu to Muslim, or from Muslim to Christian, that your occupational duty you cannot change. Take for example, suppose you are a governor. You are serving in the secretariat. But tomorrow you become Hindu or Muslim or Christian. But do you mean to say that your service in the government will be changed also? No. That will continue. So, real business means you have to serve somebody. That is explained by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jiver Sarupai Nitya Krishna Das. Our real business, our real occupation is to serve Krishna, God. That is all. That heavenly spirit, because you have forgotten God, or Krishna, we are serving somebody else, that is called Maya. We have to serve. Nobody can say, in this meeting there are so many ladies and gentlemen, nobody can say that I do not serve anymore. I am free. That is not possible. You must have to serve. And that serving is called dharma. That's why salt is salting text, sugar is sweet text. The sweet text is the dharma of sugar. The pungent text of chili, that is the dharma. It cannot say, if sugar is salty, you do not accept. Oh, this is not sugar. Similarly, living entity has got a permanent occupational duty, that is serving. That serving is being carried on in different ways. Service of the family, service of the country, service of the community, service of the nation, service of the humanity, so many things. But there is service. But this service cannot be complete unless this service goes up to the transcendental loving service of Krishna. That is perfection of service. And that is called dharma. Try to understand what is dharma. So here, Śrūta Gosvāmī was answering the question of Saurabhadi Muni in Naimisharanya. They inquired that after the departure of Krishna, Krishna came, Parikrāna sādhanā vināsāyata duṣkitā dharma sanskāpanā. So their inquiry was that after departure of Krishna, the protection of dharma, how it is being maintained, or under whom, where it has gone. And what is actually dharma? So here it is explained, savai puṁsāna paro dharma. Paro means superior. Not this religion. Hindu religion, Muslim religion, Christian religion, or there are so many other religions. That is also dharma. That is temporary. But Parodharma means permanent dharma, eternal dharma or sanatan dharma. That is called Paro. Paro means superior. Savai Pumsad Parodharma Jato Bhakti Adokhaja 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 means God. Adha means step down. Adokhaja means direct practice. Adokhaja. You cannot understand God by direct practice. You have got your eyes, but if you want to see where is God, show me. That is not immediately possible. You have to prepare an eye to see God. So therefore, God's another name is Adhokhaja. Adhokrita Akhajam Jnanam Jatra. Not by direct perception you can understand God. So here it is mentioned. Adhokhaja means you cannot perceive the Supreme. Absolute truth by your sense perception. You have to learn it by Shruti, by hearing. Hearing is also experience. By hearing. Savanam kirtanam vishno, smaranam padasevanam, archanam bandhanam dasam, satham atmanivedanam. This is the process. Here, if you simply hear about God, then you see God. By hearing. That is, because there is a cloud of dirtiness within our heart. Unless the dirtiness is cleansed, we cannot perceive God. Therefore, this process of chanting Hare Krishna mantra is described by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Cheta Darpana Majanam, cleansing the mirror of heart. It's like unless you cleanse the mirror, which is full of dust, you cannot see your face very nicely. Similarly, unless you cleanse your heart very nicely, or in other words, unless your heart is cleansed of all sinful reactions, you cannot understand what is wrong. That is not possible. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Jesam antogatam papam jananan punya karmana te bandhamaha nirmukta bhajanti maam nirabhata. They can see God. One who fully washed off all sinful reaction of blood. That can be done very easily. That can be done very easily. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Sarva dharmān parityajya māṁ ekam saraṇam vraja. Aham tvā sarva pāpebhyo mokkhayiṣyāmi. Everyone in this material world, we are suffering the sinful reaction of our past life or this life. That is a fact. But Krishna says that I can give you and the protection from all reaction of sinful life, if you surrender it. So, to become free from sinful life, there is only simple method if you surrender to Krishna. That is the beginning of bhakti. Jato bhakti radhopat. Bhakti life begins when you fully surrender unto the lotus feet of God. That is the bhakti. So here it is said, that it does not matter whether you are Hindu or Muslim or Christian or Buddhist, it doesn't matter. Your system of religion is first class. If you can develop your general love for Krishna or God, or Adhokhaja, that is the test. You may advertise yourself, or I may advertise myself. I am a great religious person. But the test is, how much you have learned to love God? How much you have advanced in that process? So, here in this verse it is said, that Sabai Pumsan Paro Dharma Jato Bhakti Adhokhaja then what will be my profit? Suppose I simply love God. I love. The loving present propensity is there in me. I love some boy, I love some girl. I love my country, I love my family, I love my society, I love my country. The loving propensity is there. There is no doubt. Everyone, even cats and dogs, because he is living entity, he has got a loving propensity. A tiger also loves its tongue. But this love, when it will be applied to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is the perfection of love. Sabai punsan karo dharma, jato bhakti adhupad. What kind of love? Ahoi kuti. To love God not for any other reason. That God will give me some wealth, God will give me this, God will, I shall take from God this. No. Ahoi kuti. No cause. That because I am in want of some money, therefore I shall go to church or temple, or love God. No. Ahoyita. Just that people generally go there, like that. Oh God, give us our daily bread. Well, when you are asking God for daily bread is already given to everyone, even birds and bees. Your bread is also there. But people do not know that my bread is already there. Why I shall bother God for daily bread? Let me learn how to love God. God is giving us so many things without asking. God is giving us life, God is giving us water, God, everything is given. Without which we cannot be. And He will not give us a breath. So Bhagavad Gita says, they are also pious. Anyone goes to God for asking something, for some material problem. Chaturvidha bhajante maam jana sukriti nahi. Sukriti. Sukriti means that why? That's the opposite number, duskriti nahi. They will never go to God. Just like the communists. They will say, what is this nonsense, God? We shall produce our food. We shall produce our happiness. They are called duskriti. Duskriti nahi means actually, they do not know. That without sanction of God, we cannot get anything. So, at least one who accepts this power of God and goes to God for asking bread or something, money or something else, they are pious. That is described in Bhagavad Gita. Sukriti nahi. But those who do not go at all, who do not care for God, they are called duskriti nahi. Namami duskriti nam mudha apabhajante narami. So, to love God is the ultimate. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also said, prema pumartha maha. The supreme gain of life is how to be situated in the platform of loving, serving to the supreme person, God. That is actual perfection. That is described here. Ahuituki apratihata. Apratihata means this love cannot be checked. If you love somebody here in this material world, then if you have no money, the exchange of love will be hampered. But this love of God cannot be hampered. If you want to love God, there is no material impediment. Ahituki apratihata. It cannot be checked. You may be the poor, but the poorest of the poor. He still is in love, God. That Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, patram puspam phalam toyam, yomi bhaktyapu jachya. Patram, a little leaf, or a little water, or a little flower, a little fruit. Patram puspam phalam toyam. If you offer to Krishna, my Lord, my Krishna, I am very poor man. I cannot give you anything. But I have collected a little fruit, little flower, little water. So I have come to offer you. Krishna said, yes. So the hamasnami, Taya bhakta abhitam asnani. Prajitātmama. He is not hungry. But he wants your love. He wants your love. That is him. Therefore he comes. Personally he comes. Jadadadahi dharmastra plan. What is the dharmastra plan? When white people forget how to love God, that is dharmastra plan. Not that other. So he comes to teach. And ultimately he teaches. In the middle he also teaches. Marvana bhavavad vakta madhyaji mānavattu. This is God teaching. Can you simply think of God? Marvana. One bhakta, become devotee of God. What is God? Manmana bhavamad bhakta madhyaji mana namaskuru. You are coming here. Here is God. You are offering obeisance. It will go to your spirit. Yes, this is called Jato Supriti. Those who are coming here, taking part in this Arastri ceremony, dancing and offering some respect, everything goes to your training. Everything will go to your training. In this way, just like we show, make bank balance, 1 rupee, 1 rupee, 1 rupee, sometimes you see it is now 100,000 rupees. Similarly, we are giving chance all over the world, opening this Radha Krishna temple, giving them chance to chant the glories of the Lord. That means it is going to their place. If they take it immediately, sarva-dharmān parityajya-mānekam saranam gacchami. That is very nice. But if you cannot, this chance will never go in vain. This is Krishna consciousness movement. Savai pūṣāṁ karo dharma, yato bhakti yadutvade. Ahai tuti. And anyone can join. There is no question. Krishna is not meant for the Hindus or Indians. This is a mistake. Now the Western Europeans, Americans, they understand. They do not say that why should he accept Krishna? He is Indian, he is Hindu. No, Krishna is for everyone. Just like his son, the same son, he rises, first of all rises in India, then gradually goes to Europe. Does it mean the European son and the Indian son, they're different? No, the one son. Similarly, God is one for everyone. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Sarva-jonishu kaunteya. Sarva-jonishu means 8,400,000 species of salt. Sarva-jonishu kaunteya sambhavanti murtaya. There are as many forms. Tesham mahajjanit brahma aham abhijapadattita. He says aham, I am. I am the seed giving power. Mamayivāṁśa-jīva-bhūta, every living entity, they are my part and parcel. And the sons, daughters, they are part and parcel of the heart. Therefore, in some religion, God is addressed as the Supreme Father. Actually, He is Supreme Father. That is it our duty to enjoy the property of the Father. Similarly, it is our duty to love the Supreme Father. That is Krishna consciousness movement. And it cannot be said, ahuituki apratihata, jenātmā samprasīdati, suprasīdati. Everyone is wanting peace of mind. Ātmā. Ātmā means body, ātmā means mind, ātmā means the soul. Jenātmā suprasīdati, suprasīdati. Prasīdati means become satisfied. And su means very much. So unless you learn this path, how to love God, you cannot be happy. This is the path. The sooner you make business, finish this business, how to learn, that this chance is in this human form of life. You can learn. And the plain method is very plain, especially in this age. That is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Talau Dosani Dehirajan, Asti Veto Mahanaguna. Kītanāreva Krishnasya mukta saṅga parambhaje. Simply by chanting Krishna's name, this Hare Krishna Mahāmaya, mukta saṅga, he becomes free from all the contamination of this age. Mukta parambhaje, he goes to the supreme abode, back to home, back to Godhead. You can see, it is not story. These European and American boys and girls, how they are singing, how they are dancing. Jena Atma su prasidati, unless they are feeling satisfaction, how they can dance with me. They are not dogs and cats that have taught them that you dance like this to make some money. No. They are dancing in ecstasy of love. Jena Atma su prasidati. Otherwise, what money I've got to bribe them and poor Indians? No. They have developed this excessive love of body. Even Christian priests admit that these boys, these girls were our boys. Now, when they were Christians, they did not come into the church, they did not care. Now these boys are mad after God. So, this Krishna consciousness is there in everybody. It is not an artificial thing. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is stated, Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti.